I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
Kevin, I got to tell you, I got a jolt. I felt a tinge of what it feels like to be you yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
I got a new credit card.
Okay!
And it came in the mail, and I was just like,
What should I buy first?
How funny. I don't feel that at all.
Really?
What? Not at all.
It wasn't like this compulsion to buy something I didn't need. It was this
this feeling of like, I got money.
It was kind of, and it was a surge also of like, okay, now let's get those points.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you get one, you know, at first it's zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, if you spend this much money, we'll give you this much back.
Usually or 2,000 and then you get those points.
Right.
Double points.
So like right away, I'm just like, what are we going to do?
Exhilarating.
I know. And I had the thought. I was like, I wonder if this is how just Kevin feels all the time.
Yeah.
Just flying high on the credit
card. And then the credit card bill comes and it shoots back down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever... Well, I feel silly asking you financial questions.
I want to see this.
Have you ever transferred one credit card balance to another?
Yes, it's called...
A balance transfer.
Yes!
Have you done it?
I used to work for a company that did it.
No, it's called consolidation.
We have, but I also used to work for a company that did that.
Okay. Because I'm thinking about doing it because I'll just tell you. So if this is my third credit card, okay? I've got one that has a zero balance on it, and I don't plan on ever using it again. And then I have one also that has a balance of, it's like just under $3,000.
Okay.
And then I have this new one. So I'm thinking about transferring the $3,000 one to the new one because it's zero interest, and it immediately hits all of the new card goals that I get the double points and I get the cash back.
You can do that on a balance transfer?
Yeah.
So you have to read the fine print on those points.
Should I just call them?
It might say purchases only, and balance transfer is not a purchase.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well,
then what would the benefit of... I still get zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. Why wouldn't you just pay off of if it's under $3,000?
I don't know. I don't have an explanation
okay.
for it. Like... Yeah.
I
could, but at the same time, though, it's just like, what if I need that $3,000
okay.
right now?
Whenever I do pay like a big chunk on a credit card, I do always think like, okay, but then I might need that money. It's like, okay, well, if you really needed the money, the money's now available on the credit card.
That's true.
That's a good way to look at it.
But then we don't get to look at it in our bank account when we open the app.
God, I completely get it.
But you open the app and just go, ooh!
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Katie refutes that life is better on Saturn. She says we're going to Mars. It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin? Or Katie.
What'd you say?
I said Kevin because he's over here just laughing away like a little hyena right in my ear. I love it, Kevin.
You made a funny joke.
All right, we're going to play with Dan this morning. Where's Dan the man? Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. Very excited, Dan. And Katie, jackpot's up to $360, so you've been doing very well. Dan, I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. You got to get more right than she does. What's happening? It's so loud in your car.
I told him to turn it down.
I'm not sure. Let me fix it. One sec.
All right. Our window's down. Why don't you fix it? We're brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Three locations. One in Auburn, two in Roseville, one across from the Galleria, one in West Roseville on Blue Oaks. How we doing now, Dan? We doing better?
Should be better. Does that sound good?
Sounds so much better. All right. Katie's left the studio. We're live on Instagram. Let's rock. Question one, Post Malone says that it wasn't that long ago that he did nothing but drink and cry all day, every day. But it was his daughter who saved his life. He says having a baby changed him completely, and he's in a much better place because of it. True or false, his daughter's name is Daphne.
Let's go with true.
Question two, Donald Trump's campaign claims that it was hacked by Iran. The FBI started to look into it, and it seems like longtime Trump ally and supervillain Roger Stone was the one who clicked on a phishing email and let the hackers in. Oopsie. Who did Donald Trump encourage to hack Hillary Clinton's campaign?
Russia.
Question three, Red Sox outfielder Jaran Duran. Am I saying that right, Kevin?
I don't know.
Jaran Duran. Anyway, he has been suspended for two games for using a homophobic slur. His two-game ban is without pay, and his salary will be donated to LGBT charities, which is about $10,000. What city is home to the Red Sox?
Boston.
Question four, James Wan, the director of horror classics like The Conjuring and Insidious, is about to take on another horror classic. He's about to direct a remake of The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Creature from the Black Lagoon featured the first time something was done in a feature film. What was it?
That's a great question. I'll just say underwater filming.
Alrighty. Yeah, that is a hard one. Question five. The Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans on February 9th on Fox. And all the ads are now officially sold out already, even though prices have gone up. They are asking for $7 million for a 30-second ad. So if a single commercial break is 5.5 minutes, how much money did they make?
Let's see, 30, 10, 11 times 7, $77 million.
Kevin, please go get Katie. I was trying to get a sip of coffee, Dan, and you did it too fast. Man.
My bad.
I accept your apology. Where are we going this morning, Dan?
I am off to work today.
Which is where?
I am a home theater installation technician.
Okay. Oh! Dan, I need you to come over to my place sometime, and I need you to cut me a screaming deal. all right, I got to wait till my kids are grown and leave the house for my home theater, I think.
Well, also, you need a house where you can put a home theater.
I got that bonus room upstairs.
That's a loft.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Is it?
It'll be fine.
I feel like a loft is too small.
Hey!
Yeah.
And mind your own.
Okay.
You get a house first.
Ew.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just lashing out, Kevin. Yeah. I'm just lashing out. All right, here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Post Malone says that it wasn't that long ago that he did nothing but drink and cry all day, every day.
Oh,
isn't
God.
That sad?
Yeah.
But he said
the face tattoos.
Well, that explains all the face tattoos.
Yeah.
But he said it was his daughter who saved his life.
Oh.
He says that having a baby changed him completely. He's in a much better place because of it.
Good. And he stopped drinking soda and he lost a bunch of weight.
Is that what it was?
Remember, he stopped like drinking just straight Mountain Dew or something.
But he had an endorsement.
Okay.
All right. Well, true or false, Post Malone's daughter's name is Daphne.
No. I can't remember what it is. It's not Daphne.
We actually don't know what his daughter's name is. They have not released it. But it does begin with a D.
Okay.
Question two. Donald Trump's campaign claims that it was hacked by Iran. The FBI is looking into it, and it seems that Donald Trump's friend Roger Stone was the one who clicked on a phishing email and let them all in.
Of course he did.
What an old man. Who did Donald Trump encourage to hack Hillary Clinton's campaign?
He encouraged Russia, if you're listening.
That's right.
Man. And they were listening.
They were listening. Iran, if you're listening, doesn't feel good, does it? Question three. Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran. Am I saying that right?
No, Jaron Duran.
Jaron Duran? Like the fruit?
Jaron Duran, excuse me.
Jaron Duran.
Jaron.
Jaron Duran.
Is his name.
His name's Jaron Duran.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like one word and it's a pop star?
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome Jaron Duran. Then they come out.
And well, listen, get go to N1065 on Instagram, because if you aren't on there watching this live, you're missing Gavin coming out as a pop star and the beginning of his routine.
And his name is Jaron Duran. One word. Anyway, he's been suspended.
Yeah,
and
he has.
He was using a homophobic slur during a game. He's been banned for 2 games without pay, and his salary will be donated to LGBT charities. It's about $10,000. What city is home of the Red Sox?
Boston, baby. Yeah.
Question four. James Wan, the director of the horror classic The Conjuring and Insidious, he's taking on another horror classic. He's going to remake Creature from the Black Lagoon. That'll be interesting to see. Creature from the Black Lagoon featured the first time something was done in a feature film. What was it?
That is so vague. Is it not vague?
There was only one first. 3 seconds. Three.
It was the first
two,
time
one
that we really thought about how we treat other people.
It was the first time they filmed underwater.
Okay.
Question five. The Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans on February 9th on Fox. And I know you wanted to buy a commercial advertising this show during
it. I did, yeah.
Bad news, they're all sold out.
No!
Yeah, we waited too long. We waited too long.
You know what is really good for a local morning show? National commercials.
Well, when our company said, guys, we're giving you $7 million to market the show, what do you want to do with it? Our first thought was 30-second ad on the Super Bowl.
That's what we said.
Yeah. And that's exactly how much they asked for a 30-second ad, $7 million.
Okay.
So if a commercial break is 5.5 minutes long, how much did they make on just that commercial break?
Okay, so it's $7 million for 30 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah, and then it's 5.5 minutes?
Yeah.
10, 11.
3 seconds.
Okay.
Three.
I think...
Two?
Is it 77 million?
What? Did she got it right?
Wow.
Because it's 11... It's 30 seconds 11 times, right?
Yeah.
30 seconds 11 times.
Yeah.
And then 11 times 7 million is
Look
77
at you.
Million.
Look at you go.
You're getting smarter.
What, do you have an abacus over there?
Yep.
Just clicking your beads like you're waiting for the pediatrician. Look at you go. Wow. Dan, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Final score. You got 4. Katie got 4. It's a tie.
Oh, my God. You know, at first, I thought I couldn't do it. At first, I thought, how could a person know how many 30 seconds is in 5.5 minutes? But then, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I thought of a clock.
Yeah.
I said, oh, 1, 2 times 5.
Yeah.
Then 30 seconds more. That's 11.
All right. Don't show off.
All right.
Dan, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie. Wow. Holy cow. Well, we're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So Jamie Lee Curtis, Oscar-winning famous actress, she recently was spotlighted in an article saying that she makes everybody, even the crew members, do something on the set of a movie that she is filming. It's wear a name tag.
Wear a name tag?
Yes.
Okay.
And she says it is to promote equality on the set. She says that she wants to know everybody's name that works on a movie, no matter what they do for a living. She
wants everybody to feel equally as important.
Yeah. There's a quote from the article. She said, there's something really uneven about our position on a movie set. Everybody knows our names, but we don't know theirs. And there's something inequitable to me about that. And I just want it to be equitable because it's an important thing that they do. Okay.
What an incredible person.
That's very sweet. That's very
so
nice.
That is so kind.
And I think we should do that here. I think we should do that here at work. I think we should do it everywhere, honestly.
You think we should do it in this building?
I think everybody should wear a name tag.
In our
society. I think everybody should wear a name tag. You know, there's a famous episode of Seinfeld where George tries to tell everybody in New York City that they should wear a name tag because it'll make it a friendlier place.
My God.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Yes, I agree with Gavin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin, it's not that he wants people to feel equal to him. What? There's nobody that wants to have people be equal to him less in this building than Gavin. It's because he can't remember anybody's name. It's because he's worked with people for more than 15 years and he goes, who is that again?
I can see why this
That's
is beneficial
why you want
for
a name
you.
Tag. And I bet when you first read that, you were like, she's just like me.
Motives are not important. What's important here is that we have equality in the world and everybody knows everybody's name.
Wow,
so
you're
you
fake.
Equally can
How
read.
Dare you? I want everybody to know who I am and I want to know who they are.
You wanted the name tags for a different reason.
So are you going to wear a name tag?
Sure, of course.
But you don't think you need one.
I...
Do you think people know who you are?
In this building?
Yeah.
Yeah, people know who I am.
Okay. So really, you don't need a name tag.
But I want them to wear a name tag so that I know who they are.
No, how do you not know who they are? You've worked with some of these people for years. There's not that many people that work in this building. why do we need name tags if we all work so closely together? We could just remember each other's names. We're all equal already.
Because sometimes it's hard to remember people's names.
There it is.
This is a disability, you know.
No.
Here we go.
We've talked about it on the show before.
No, yeah. That's face blindness. You can't say everything's a disability. That's one of your shortcomings.
I'm going to say that it's a disability. And I think that what we should do is, if you wear a name tag, it'll help me. It'll help me.
We have to do this for you.
Well, or just do it. Just do it. It doesn't matter for who. For you, you're doing it for yourself.
You're selfish.
I remember people's names. I remember their kids' names. Why don't you start treating people like they are your equals, and maybe
it's not a matter of equality. I just can't remember your name. I can't remember even important people's names that I can't remember.
I don't know. I feel like there are some people you have no problem. You sure remember all your gym friends' names.
Oh, and your grocery store friends' names.
And your nerd friend we talk about movies' names.
Right.
Hold on one second.
That's such a good point. The grocery store.
Yeah.
Because he'll come back and he'll be like, I was at Rayleigh's and I saw Lisa. And what I love about Lisa.
First of all, her name is Ann. And second of all, what do those people have on their shirts? Name tags!
Right, okay.
Exactly, it helps me remember their names.
But then it helps you remember when you leave there?
Sure, because the whole time I'm talking to them, I'm looking at their name in print on their shirt. And as far as my gym friends, their names are up on a big screen in Orange Theory.
But you don't know who's who.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but it helps me, though, because if they're next to me on a treadmill, I can see their name on the screen right in front of them. Oh, hello, Taylor. I know exactly what's going on. Oh, Danielle. Got it. Hi,
all
Danielle.
All your movie friends, you seem to remember their names.
They don't wear name tags.
Well, no, but I mean, that's movies. That's different.
Right.
We're having big conversations. Yeah. Big, deep conversations. Listen, why don't you want to help people?
Help who? Help you?
I'm exhausted
by helping you.
I'm a people and you're helping me.
Hazard pay for the amount of help I try to give you.
Fine. Don't wear name tags. Then see if I care. No name tags for anybody. Whoever you are, you lucky so-and-sos. Hey, champ. Hey, coach. Hey, what's up, dude? Yeah, it feels real personal now, doesn't it?
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so there's a lot of infighting in my family right now, and I got to tell you guys about it because it is controversial, okay? My father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they are cat lovers.
Mm-hmm.
They have owned a cat the entire time that I've known them, and I've known them for 20 years. And they just adopted a cat.
Okay, a kitten?
No.
Oh.
This cat is, I believe, 3 years old.
Okay.
And there's a problem. My father-in-law, who arguably is a little bit of a curmudgeon.
A little bit.
And he's also very particular.
Yes, he is.
He wants to return the cat. They've had the cat for 3 weeks now.
Okay.
And they can't return it. The policy is you can't return it until it's at least a month.
Oh. Okay.
But he's already crossing off the days on the calendar.
Okay.
And the reason why is because this cat is very skittish and hides all the time.
It does not come out to snuggle them.
Correct. And my father-in-law says he wants to return it, to which everybody is like, that's terrible. You're a monster.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one in the family backing him up.
Okay, hold on a second. Didn't you tell me that he said the reason he wants to return it is because the cat is quote unquote boring?
Yes. Which I think is hysterical.
It is hysterical. They haven't even really tried yet.
My mother-in-law definitely tries, and she has. She says that she sees the cat.
Okay.
The cat's there, like, every once in a while. That doesn't really let her get super close, but the cat's around. But my father-in-law claims to have never have seen this cat, okay? Now, I do need to give you a little bit of a prerequisite story to this. My father-in-law has some weird theories about animals.
Okay, I'm glad you're bringing this up.
He says that birds hold on to grudges.
Yeah.
And the past, he says dogs can't be trusted.
Right.
So, but I back him up on this one.
Here's why you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because it's only been 3 weeks.
Right.
Who even knows what this cat's life was prior to 3 weeks ago? So give it a minute. And as a person that has proudly fostered dozens of cats, we come upon kittens that are super, super duper skittish. And with some time, with some coaxing, with some treats, the cats, the kittens eventually come around, and they tend to be some of our best kittens. We had a whole litter that tried to live under a couch, but you just keep pulling them out, giving them that weird glop in a tube that they love so much.
Here's the difference, though. The difference is you're so young, and your kids.
Thank you.
Even so younger.
Yeah.
My father-in-law doesn't have that kind of time. You know, TikTok on life here. And he's going to waste his time trying to coax an animal that doesn't even want to be loved.
Okay. What happens if they get another cat and that cat is boring too? Or some other, maybe it's too untrustworthy or shifty. Like it
too.
Looks like it's going to steal from him or whatever he's going to come up with next.
That's why you keep receipts. You return that one too. You do it until you find the right one. Kevin, where are you on this?
Okay. Don't hate me, but I think he should put it up for adoption at another center.
Not just return it?
You can't return a cat.
You can. Yeah.
Oh, then return it.
You think return it?
Yeah, if they're not compatible, why waste the time of both the cat and you?
I don't think that they've taken enough time to see if they're compatible.
It looks like the cat has made its decision already, and they're a little bitchy.
Great point, Kevin. Right. Gary shouldn't have to shoulder all this burden, and Gary's his name, not the cat's, okay?
What did they name the cat?
I think Penelope.
Oh, that's terrible.
But I don't think they named it. I think it's the name that it came with from the shelter.
It sounds like they're not putting enough work in.
I don't know. But, like, that's a good point. How come the cat's not getting some responsibility out of this? Like, hey, come out here right now and look cute, or you're going back. And the cat goes, send me back, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up until 3 weeks ago, it was literally imprisoned. I think that if you adopted an animal, this is the risk you run.
Or adopt younger.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Train them yourself.
See, I knew you'd have my back on this,
Absolutely.
Kevin.
Absolutely.
Because you practically gave your dogs up when one of them got too fat.
They were taken from him.
They were taken from me. I have disowned one, but the other one, the fatness, I'm keeping with him.
Oh, you love the fat one.
Well, we're getting skinny together. It's a work.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the other one? Why don't you like that one anymore?
He just has a boring, bitchy face.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Erin. Good morning, Erin.
Hi, morning. How are you?
You went on a date with a guy named Parker, and how did you and Parker meet each other?
Well, we met online on Bumble.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys, how long did you talk before you went on the date?
I would say just a couple of days, and then we ended up going to a pizza place.
Okay.
So it was good.
All right.
Conversation was nice. We had a great time. I mean,
you definitely expected that there would be a second date.
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused as to why there's not.
Okay.
Listen, we're going to talk to him, and you'll be able to hear everything that we're saying, but we won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Aaron's now on hold. It's a second date update. Let's talk to Parker. Parker, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Erin, who went on a date with you, and she wants to know, she's getting vibes that you're not interested in going out with her again, and she wants to confirm that that's not true.
Or is true.
And if it is, why?
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, she's cool. Erin's great. Like, I mean, honestly, basically it just comes down to the fact that she told me on the date that she tried out like a couple of times for The Bachelor.
Okay. Okay. The TV show, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And that is, you're not okay with that.
I just don't think I can do it. Yeah. Like, it's just, that's.
You can't do
know.
What? You're not on
know.
The Bachelor. You know that, right?
I know. But like. The people who are like on, like, I don't know, like, I just,
oh.
I can't.
So do you think that it is like a douchey move, or do you think like I couldn't possibly date somebody that is willing to want to be a reality star?
Yeah, more just that. Like, okay. I just, it's like the red flag is just like too big for me. It's like a gut reaction.
Okay, that is interesting. Let's get Erin back on though. Erin, there you go. There's your reason why you tried out for The Bachelor multiple times. That
seems like a rough reason to not want to go out with somebody again.
I think it's like really close-minded. I mean, actually, I know Claire Crawley, and she was also on The Bachelor, and now she's like happily married with Ryan Dawkins, and they have a kid together. Like, just because someone's on a show doesn't mean they're on the show to become a reality star and to assume you make an ass out of you.
Hold on a second, Erin.
Drop the mic, bitch.
Okay.
I just cannot believe. Like, don't come at me with your judgment. You know what? Have fun, Parker, with your closed-minded box that you live in. I don't have time for this.
Okay. You know, Erin.
This is the funniest thing that ever has happened on this show.
I want to just confirm, you know this is not a reality show audition right now, right?
Well, you know what? If it was, guess who would have been cast?
Okay.
Like, I mean, come on.
I think, Parker, I don't
so
know.
I'm tired.
Are you thinking this is exactly what I wanted to avoid?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you guys are seeing the red flag I'm seeing.
Am I picking up some aggressive personality traits? Yes, I am. Do I love it? Yes, I do. But I have a girlfriend, a very good friend, that got through. I mean, it was between like her and another girl to go on The Bachelor. They've been like, the producers interviewed me to talk to me about the kind of person that she is. And she's super normal. She's funny. She's beautiful. She's now married and has kids of her own. Like, I don't think wanting to go on The Bachelor necessarily means you're like a crazy person.
No.
I mean, I think being.
No, hold on, Erin. That question's definitely geared toward Parker.
Oh, I'm just saying, it doesn't mean you're crazy. No, not at all. Not at all.
It's not like somebody auditioned for The Amazing Race or Survivor or something like that. There is something very specific about The Bachelor that is like,
because it's a dating thing.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like so fake, and it's all about like, we're here to find love. You're not here to find love. You're just there to find fame.
Oh my God. I don't have time for this. I cannot believe it. That's it. I mean,
we are going.
You know what? This country elected a reality star. So Parker,
there we go.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to get a second date here. So thank you both.
No, hell to the no.
Hell to the no. I know.
Second date update. No rose for you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
last weekend, there was something called Radio Boot Camp, Morning Show Boot Camp. And it was this, it's this big national convention of radio people and radio nerds. And we have attended it in the past, but we haven't been in 6 years.
Yeah, a long time.
A long time. And I was wondering if you guys had any FOMO, because we know
a bunch of people.
We were friends with them and we follow each other on Instagram, and it seemed like every radio person that I knew, at least, was at Morning Show Boot Camp in San Diego, this big radio convention, and we're posting all these pictures, and I knew it was coming, and I expected, I was bracing for like a wave of FOMO, and it didn't really come for me. Is it possible that, like, I'm kind of getting over just FOMO in general?
I hope so, because I do feel that your FOMO sometimes is debilitating.
It certainly was during COVID.
I think my days of FOMO are kind of over.
What?
And I actually think COVID is what broke me, because I got so used to just being at home that now I just want to be at home.
Oh, see, I still don't want to be at home. But, like, I was looking at pictures, though, and, like, it was something in the past, just so everybody knows, we loved going.
Oh, yeah.
We loved, like, meeting and mingling and networking with other radio people.
Well, and exchanging. The panels are super interesting.
Yes.
And, like, you get to geek out on this career that we have. And,
right.
And this, yeah.
And you get to exchange ideas with other creative people. You get to talk about and vent about things that only people in your industry can understand. Stand. Like, it's not like I can go to a dinner party and be like, 3 seconds to air and your Vox Pro crashes. Am I right? But there, that would tear the roof down. Oh, boy. You know? But I'm looking at all the pictures now from this Morning Show Boot Camp radio conference that happened over the weekend, and it just seemed exhausting to me. Am I? So,
why?
Kevin, did you get FOMO?
I got so much FOMO.
You still had it.
Okay. Yeah. What about it seemed exhausting?
I don't know if my, like, social anxiety is getting worse.
Okay.
But the idea of just standing in bars and talking to people, or, like, walking around a conference center with my name tag on and having people, like, are people going to talk to me? What if they don't talk to me? And do I talk to them? And what if I see somebody that I recognize but I've never talked to before? Like, all those kind of, like, anxiety, social anxiety things that I have, like, were kind of, like, pinging around in my head. And it's like, oh, man. Maybe it was just better off that I just stayed home this weekend.
You know, I did not get FOMO. The only time I got a little bit of FOMO was when people that were there would text me and ask, are you here?
Hey,
like, people texted you?
Yeah.
Wow. Guess I'm forgotten.
But Kevin, you still had it.
Yeah.
Well, to take out the radio part, the radio conference part of it, though, do you guys just kind of get FOMO still in general?
No.
So if you see somebody, like somebody goes to Disneyland and they post vacation pictures,
no.
you feel nothing?
Nothing.
Only when they do, like, exclusive stuff, like D23 over. Oh,
right.
Wish I was there.
No.
Okay. Or people at a concert, like, you know.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
You still,
still get FOMO from concert.
Okay.
Like, I could have gotten closer if I was there.
Well, I mean, wait 10 more years and then maybe you'll be like me and Katie, where we just, we're seeing the death of our FOMO years.
Lucky.
I feel like FOMO went away from me quite a long time ago.
And you think maybe it was because of COVID. You just
maybe.
You got full, you like having high cortisol levels until you pop.
Like, I think I was already sort of on my way. The only thing I get FOMO about, the only thing, is when I see somebody doing like a half marathon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like running?
Oh man, that's the part.
And where it just makes me sad.
Oh.
But I wish I was there. I wish I could do it.
Yeah, right.
And it's like
that's opposite of me.
For sure. That's the only time Kevin doesn't get FOMO.
Yeah,
he sees somebody, he sees somebody exercising and he goes, oh boy, oh boy. Thank God.
More things.
And I don't know. If you still struggle with FOMO, or if you have beaten it somehow, text into 916-909-1065. I'm just curious.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
A new study came out from Nottingham Trent University.
Mm.
So that sounds official. But they found that athletes and coaches both have a tendency to possess more darker personality traits, but it helps them excel in sports. So, like, if you're somebody who's like, I love dating an athlete, well, you might want to pump the brakes on that, because according to this new research, athletes possess darker personality traits, something that they are calling dark triad traits.
I guess that makes sense. You'd have to have something in you if you really want to be a good athlete that makes you have no sympathy.
Right. Well, that's one of them. So, having no sympathy makes you a sociopath.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of them. Also, ruthlessness is another dark triad traits. Manipulation tendencies is another one. Obsessive compulsiveness is one.
Okay.
And narcissism was a big one. That one was actually matched more with coaching than it was for athletes, but athletes possess it as well. Most coaches are just ex-athletes anyway. You don't want those traits, but I want my athlete, if I'm rooting for a team, I want them to have ruthlessness.
Yeah, I will say this, though. If you took sports out of society completely, we could all survive. So these are traits that help you in sports. Mm-hmm. But number one, nobody really needs sports. Number two, most people aren't going to play sports professionally. So they have these personality traits that they're only going to really need till right. they're like 17 years old.
Right. And then thank God they bring it into the workplace.
Right. Exactly. There are lots of like negative personality traits, though, that are actually positive. I can tell you one.
I kind of agree with you, but go ahead.
Nosiness.
Well, now, why is that a good thing?
Okay, well, it's statistically been proven to be a good thing. Nosy people are more communal. They're more like in an environment. They are people that have more bonds with more people.
Yeah.
And also, nosy people live longer. They have more of a sense of curiosity than other people, and they are better at sussing out who they should and should not associate themselves with.
I agree with that.
That last one makes sense for sure. Mm-hmm. That last one definitely does.
And that's why you live longer, because you like don't, you're less likely to put yourself in dangerous situations or be with people that are ne'er-do-wells.
Because you're the ne'er-do-well.
If you're
If you're a nosy
it's
person,
it's called curiosity. I am curious what you are doing when I am not around.
Well, what is that expression? I forget what curiosity did to like a cat.
Oh, curiosity killed the cat.
That's okay. It.
Well, I'm a whole human lady, so kill all the kitties you want, but I'm gonna know who is doing what when they shouldn't be. And I'm going to tell everybody else.
If you have any like dark personality traits that actually benefit people, text them in to 909-1065. 916-909-1065. I think being obsessive compulsive actually, or just obsessive in general, can be a good thing.
Why?
Because I think that it gives you finer detail. And I think that that helps people. I wish I had more attention to detail. I think
you know what I think is a good personality trait that people think is a negative? People that are type A. I wish I had a type A personality.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because type A people, now granted, they don't seem particularly happy a lot of the time, but they seem to be so driven and their lives are so organized.
Yep. I'm going to add one. It's sad that people think this is a bad, I think most people probably think this is a bad personality trait, but I think that it would make the world better if more people were. I think being sensitive. Being sensitive makes you a better person in the long run. Somebody texted in stubbornness.
How is that a good thing?
Maybe not stubbornness in I refuse to admit I'm wrong, but is stubbornness the same thing? Isn't it under the same umbrella for I'm not giving up?
I guess you're kind of right. Like, I bet if they did studies, and they probably have, I bet they would find that men, especially in business, are more stubborn. And I bet if women were more stubborn in business, I bet they'd make more money.
Probably.
Yeah, because they would be like, no, I'm not giving into that salary.
Another text message. Some people view honesty as being a negative trait. Oof.
What? That's weird.
That's not negative.
But if it's somebody that can't tell a lie, I mean, sometimes you have to tell a lie.
if you are not telling any lies, you're autistic or you're a child.
Oh my God.
And I'm fine with both. Don't get me wrong. But generally, the people that are like, I can never lie. We used to work with a guy that said, I don't lie. And it's like,
lied the most.
I've never met a person that lies more than you.
He was a liar from top to bottom.
I mean, in all the worst ways.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
Getting kicked out of a business is a big deal. I don't know anybody who's ever been banned from a business. And I know people who've done some really bad stuff in businesses.
I'm actually kind of surprised you've never been banned from a business.
I don't think I have.
I don't think you have either.
Yeah. But a woman was banned from Walmart. And Katie has the details, not just about the banning, but her triumphant return.
So, shocker, happened in Florida. Okay. Now, this woman is like 59 years young, and she saunters her way into a Walmart, and they nab her. They go, No. You're not allowed to come in here.
Do we know what her name is?
It doesn't say her name, which is really...
All right.
Kathleen!
Kathleen.
Oh, boy.
Her name is Kathleen Hagen, and she's 65.
Oh, even better than 59.
Yeah. So she wanders in there and immediately is stopped by the Walmart staff. They go, you can't be in here. You've been banished from this store.
Right.
We're calling the cops because now you're trespassing. And the reason that she was banished and was now... trespassing by being back on the property was because she was caught stealing from this Walmart just like at the beginning of July.
Okay.
So very, very recently.
Wow.
Okay. Now you might think to yourself, it's not a small town in Florida that she lives in. Surely there are other Walmarts. And there are.
Okay.
So Kathleen, why? Why do you go back to this Walmart? You know you can't be here. She goes, I know. Well, then why'd you do it? Two answers. Number one, she says, didn't think they'd catch me.
Well, boy, is that a Katie answer if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Well, I did the thing I'm not supposed to do because I didn't think anybody was going to find out.
Right.
Okay. Second, though, and this was the real reason why she had to go back to that Walmart specifically, they have the best Diet Pepsi.
It's like fountain drink?
No. She believes that the cases of Diet Pepsi that this particular Walmart sells is the superior cases of Diet Pepsi in Ocala, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's picked up now. Another thing you should know about Kathleen, she did have a warrant for an arrest for a different crime.
No, it doesn't sound like Kathleen.
So sadly, she is still in jail.
Wow.
And I don't think she's getting out anytime soon. At least, I don't think she can post bail.
I kind of wish she could. I'd pay the bail just to get her back on the streets. Because she's
gotta get
fun.
That Pepsi back in her
face. She's fun.
You think she's fun? If I were banished from an establishment as big as Walmart.
Right. I am also shocked that you've never been banned from a place too.
What would I have been banned for?
A lot of things.
Don't say stealing. I do not steal from businesses, and you know that.
Oh.
We have seen you steal from businesses.
You've seen, a restaurant?
Yes, okay. Restaurants are businesses.
Okay, that's when I get a little drinky, I get a little stealing. And all I do is I'll like take forks and put them in my friends' purses.
Right.
So the next day when they wake up, they text, why do I have salt and pepper shakers in my purse?
Right.
So that can happen to anybody.
Good.
But I would never go to a store and be like, I'm going to put this in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I never have, not in my entire life, not even as a kid, and I never will.
Okay.
But if I was kicked out of something as big as a Walmart,
yes,
would I return thinking, there's no way they're going to remember me?
Right.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course I would.
And I, you know what? I'm not going to fault you on that. I would too.
Yeah.
Let's say, for instance.
I would say you and I wouldn't even blend in as well as Kathleen. Kathleen looks like every 65-year-old woman. She got a short, no-muss, no-fuss haircut.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
She walks around her little mootsy-tootsy old lady slides.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And
some sort of tasteful moo-moo.
Yeah, and her little clickety-clack nails.
So, at the very least, here's what I would do. Let's say Gavin makes the local news, okay? local radio personality banned from the Roseville Galleria.
Now, you would be banned not for doing anything really too terrible, but you would be banned for, like, arguing about, like, an expired coupon.
Something like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be...
A grievance.
It would be a grievance.
Okay. I would return, but I would... either wait until I grew facial hair or shave facial hair off.
I see.
And I'd put a hat on and a sunglasses thinking, got him again.
Yes.
Okay. Did Kathleen even do anything to try to change
her
appearance?
Didn't put on a mustache and funny nose glasses.
That'd be hilarious if she did put on a mustache. Kathleen!
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know who Kathleen is. Where's your Diet Pepsi?
Was she planning on paying for the Diet Pepsi this time?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
No?
I think because she's not going to draw that much attention to herself, so she probably would.
That's good.
Yeah.
She comes back and be like, I was here to pay my debt. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.